In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Think for a moment about how much of our time is spent worrying. How much of our time is spent worrying. Even now, at this very moment, what are the things that are weighing heavily on our hearts and on our minds? There is so much I know that so many of us are dealing with and suffering from right now. Health struggles and home struggles, job struggles and life struggles. And it is so easy to allow those struggles and the worry that comes with them to totally overwhelm us. And when those struggles and that worry overwhelm us, we quickly shift our focus. We shift our focus away from God and others and back to ourselves. When those struggles and that worry overwhelm us, we become the center of our own universe. And it's as though every thought, word, and deed is consumed by our very own self. Then we have Jesus here today, in our midst, speaking these most outrageous words. He just said in the Gospel from St. Matthew, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about your life." These words of Jesus can come as a shock to our system. This world, if it has taught us anything, has taught us to think about ourselves. This world has taught us to worry. So how is it that Jesus can come today and tell us without reservation that in all of our struggles, whatever they may be, that we are not to worry? Jesus can say this to us today, not because he denies our troubles. No, he knows that these troubles are real. And not because he thinks that these troubles are merely foolish. He himself knows just how difficult this life can be. But today he tells us not to worry because Jesus sees a different purpose for our struggles. Our struggles and our troubles in this life are not meant to cause us to worry. But our troubles are meant to teach us. They are meant to teach us something about God first, but also something about ourselves. And these troubles and these struggles at the end of the day are meant to show us a more excellent way of living. And when the time comes, a more excellent way of dying. And that, dear brothers and sisters, is how the saints whom we commemorate this day can appear to be so different from us. 2 weeks ago, it was All Saints. And last week, it was the regional saints, the saints of North America and the saints of Russia. And this week, it is the saints of Britain and Ireland. And what they have in common, every last one of those saints, what they have in common is that they were like us. They suffered hardship. They had difficult lives and difficult jobs, difficult families and difficult marriages. And often those saints received bad news from doctors and employers and even from family and friends. But through it all, they took those struggles not as something to hate and not as something of which we ought to come free. But they took those struggles as a chance to learn. To learn about God and to learn about themselves. And that, at the end of the day, is the mark of holiness. Holiness is not wandering around performing miracles. But holiness is being open to learning something in our struggles. Holiness is being open to learning something in our struggles. Something about God and something about ourselves. So back to all of you and back to me. We are going through a lot of things, all of us together. Every person in this room, I know for certain, has struggles and troubles and difficulties which are weighing heavily on them. But the question for us today is, what is it that God wants us to learn from these struggles? What is it that God wishes to teach us? I don't have the answer. But I know one thing for certain, that God has not given up on us. He is closer now, even in our struggles, than he has ever been before. And if you and I are only open to him, we will be closer to his kingdom and to his way of life than we ever could have hoped for. And if you don't believe me, just consider the lilies. They are, as Jesus says in today's gospel, those lilies are sufficient for today and for all of today's troubles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.